On the heels of Governor Wolf's push for a higher minimum wage in yesterday's budget address, Philadelphia City Council heard testimony about hiking entry-level pay to $15 an hour. Councilman Kenyatta Johnson sponsored the hearing and believes a higher minimum would be good for Philadelphia.
Higher wages also decrease turnover and increase worker morale. Raising the minimum wage will save Philadelphia money because families who are able to climb out of poverty will rely less on social services and cost taxpayer dollars.
The current minimum is $7.25 an hour. Governor Wolf is pushing to raise that to $10.10. City Council does not have the power to raise the minimum wage generally, though it can demand higher pay for those working on city contracts. Also in Philadelphia, tomorrow, Mayor Michael Nutter is expected to announce a 9% hike on property taxes to help raise $100 million for city schools. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports that mayoral candidate and state senator Anthony Williams has come out with his own school funding plan.
At a press conference at his campaign headquarters, his mother and first grade teacher by his side, Williams outlined a plan he says will bring $200 million to Philly schools next year. $50 million would come from devoting a higher percentage of property taxes to education. Next, Williams says he'd push the state legislature to reinstate reimbursement for charter school expenses, money the district lost under Governor Tom Corbett.
I'm calling for $100 million to end the tension between districts and charters.
And finally, Williams says he wants the nonprofit Philadelphia School Partnership, or PSP, to donate $50 million, half to offset the cost of new charters and the other half for traditional public schools. PSP says it's had conversations with Williams about his ideas, but would not commit to that funding at this point. The organization says it won't stray from its mission to fund the expansion of high-quality schools in Philadelphia. Williams says as mayor, he would have the relationships necessary to pull off this plan.
Frankly, those who are seeking politicians to be school superintendents are misplaced in this dialogue. Mayors should raise money. Mayors should have relationships that provide support and can get that money for public education.
One of Williams' challengers, former Councilman Jim Kenney, was quick to criticize the plan as falling short of what traditional public schools need. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.